I'm in Luke chapter 10, starting verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he, Jesus, entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Now, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to teach an adult class in one of the smaller classrooms in the back on a workbook from Connie Adams. And that workbook was entitled Troubled Over Many Things. And I'll tell you, I really liked that class. It spanned 13 lessons. And we talked about all the things that can trouble us as Christians. It talked about, in the introduction, about just trouble in general, just like from this passage. But it talked about things like worry, death, sickness, addiction, family problems, all sorts of things that can happen to us at any time. And the good thing about that is these are things that happen in our everyday lives. Okay? There's not a one of us that from time to time doesn't have something that troubles. We could probably start right here with Ray and just go back. What's troubled you today? What's troubled you? We all have something that troubles us from time to time. So we're not different. Okay? And particularly in this scripture right here, Martha was troubled, wasn't she? She was having somebody into her house and was ready to show hospitality to Jesus. And I can see her now. It happens in my house when we're going to have company. You know, we have to clean up before the cleaners come. We have to do all these things to make sure that we're hospitable. But in this case, she missed the big picture. She lit a little thing like cleaning, making sure everything was right, to the big picture. Jesus was here. And what was her sister doing? Well, her sister was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to the things that Jesus had to say. But Martha was worried about the trivial things, the things that sometimes just don't really matter, and she lost focus of the big picture. Now, that's not atypical of what happens to us today, is it? Because I can wake up in the morning, man, I've got a sore throat. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it. I've got things that bother me. We've got small things that trouble us all the time. But what happens when those small things turn into larger things and take our focus away from what it should be on? Because let's face it, we've all got problems. We all do. Some give us more concern than do others. It's been real upsetting to me and other people. I've had good, close friends who've lost family members this year. Others facing sickness that I hope I never have to. Some people are losing their jobs. And there are a lot of things that can concern us. And I'm not making any trivial point about these are things we should be concerned about. But one thing that we need to make sure we do, how do we handle these? What do we do when we feel like everything's just falling in around me? I don't know what I'm going to do. And we question God, why is this happening to me? And what I want to talk to us a little bit about tonight is how are we going to handle these things when they happen to us in life? Because they're going to happen. In the morning adult class here in the auditorium, we were talking about 1 Peter for a while, talking about persecutions, where Peter warns these people, hey, persecutions are going to happen. But how do you address them? What do you do to take care of these persecutions? Now we're in 2 Peter, and it's talking about false teachers. False teachers will come in among you, but what do you do? So tonight, I want to talk to us a little bit how we handle these things that trouble us. They can either make us stronger, or they can just break our spirit and make us lose focus of what we're here for. You know, there's a lot of self-help, but you can go into the bookstore right off 72 over there, and they've got a whole section full of self-help books. You can watch Dr. Phil. You can watch Oprah. There are many places you can go for self-help. But I'm going to tell you, this is the only self-help book you need. Okay? 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1 says, all things that pertain unto life and godliness are found right here. And Paul said of Christ in the book of Colossians, you are complete in Him. Okay? So this is all we need in our self-help. One of the good things we need to know, when we encounter trouble in this life is, you know what? You're not alone. You're not the only one who's had troubles put upon you. You can look at the person sitting next to you or across over here. They've had troubles that have happened to them too. And oftentimes we do ask, why me? Why did this happen? A long time ago, Job wrote in the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 1, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Sometimes we don't always know why, but we know it's going to happen. So when that happens, there are times we just need to admit it and move on. Okay? We don't know why it happened, but what we need to do is turn to those things which we know can strengthen us and help us during these times of trouble. So what I want to do real briefly, don't worry, you won't be here for 8 hours. Ray wants to talk too. Is I want to give you 6 things that you can do the next time you're troubled. 6 things that we know versus what we don't know is maybe why this happened to us. Well, let's go from the unknown to the known. First of all, we're made in the image of God, and that in itself gives us great worth. Turn over to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on this earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. That in and of itself should give us courage when we're faced with troubles. We're made in the image of God. No room for self-pity there, is it? Did you ever see Jesus exhibit self-pity? Okay? No, we're made in His image. So just those feelings that we're not quite adequate, if we just think, listen, we're made in the image of God. That's good. Okay? Second point. You remember Habakkuk? I think we can learn a lot of lessons from the prophet Habakkuk because he was unique in that Habakkuk would question God. He saw all sorts of things going on around him. He saw violence. He saw injustices happening at all times. And so he wondered to God out loud, why is this happening? Why are you allowing this to happen? And I don't really remember reading any clear point where God said, this is exactly why I am causing this to happen. But if you read in the book of Habakkuk, you can read how Habakkuk handled this. Because he handled it by going to what he knew. While he saw no clear answer to the problem, he had foundational truths that helped him throughout these troubled times. Habakkuk 2:4, he says, the just shall live by his faith. Again, in the same chapter in verse 20, but the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. So don't question why these things are happening. Know that we're in God's holy temple. Moving on in the book of Habakkuk in chapter 3 and verse 6, he says, His ways, that's God's, God's ways are everlasting. And finally, the last verse of that book, he states, the Lord is my strength. Okay, so we can take great comfort from the book of Habakkuk. Okay? Point 3. Troubles that are endured with faith, and that's important, with faith, will make us stronger. Turn with me to the book of Romans. I want to go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into His grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations or trials, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Just like metals are strengthened by fire, okay, all the impurities are driven out of them. And once they come out of that fire, they're stronger than they ever were. Through our faith, when we're put forward with these troubles and tribulations, we should help that to make us stronger. I've always heard it said, one who struggles to the top of the mountain, enjoys the view a lot better. Fourthly, troubles provide a time to put our convictions to the test. Brought up Peter a little bit earlier in this talk. And it was really easy for Peter, whenever he was with the Lord and the other apostles, to make bold assertions about his strength under fire than it was when he was actually around the fire in the courtyard while Jesus was on trial in the palace. Just like it's easier for us here right now to be strengthened by one another by singing, by praying, by turning to the Scriptures to see what they say. But what happens when we leave this place? What do we do then when we don't have people surrounding us who also have the same beliefs and feelings that we have? How do we handle our troubles there? It's easy for us to feel confidence and strength while we're here. But how do we handle that when we get out into the real world? When our convictions are put to that test, it should only strengthen our reserve and our conviction when we're out there. So while we're out from amongst this group, those trials should strengthen, because they will put to test what we've learned here. We can go away and say, I've been edified, I've been strengthened. Well, you'll have the chance to prove that when you're away from here. So know that that's going to provide a proving ground for your strength. Fifthly, troubles also remind us that we're not self-sufficient. Okay? A lot of times we try to carry everything right here on our own shoulders. Maybe we're having a problem. Somebody says, what's wrong? Nothing. Because I can handle it. But you know what? We all need help. If you look in the book of Psalms, the writers of the Psalms, of course, there are some great quotes that come out of there. If you look in Psalms chapter 118, verse 6, the writer states, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Okay? So we've got the Lord on our side. What do we have to fear? What can man do to me? Again, in Psalms chapter 9, verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. So you don't have to handle this all by yourself. We all need help. There's a song we sing sometimes, during service, that talks about the Lord knows and the Lord cares. When the way is long and it may be dark, Jesus knows and Jesus cares. And it's the same thing now. We need to cast our burdens on Him. Again, out of the book of Psalms, I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Turn to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. I'll tell you, well, let's back up and start in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which He ourselves are comforted by God. So not only does He comfort us in our troubles, but He provides us that strength to be able to comfort somebody else in their troubles. So we know that we're not alone, but we should all recognize that we need help. What about Job? Job reflected the supreme trust in the Lord when he said in chapter 13, verse 15, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Final point I want to bring to you tonight is that when all these troubles come, because they will come, we need to help ourselves. None of this, woe always me, I'm ready to throw me a big old bad pity party because these things just happened to me. We need to pick ourselves up. Don't just wring our hands. But remember what the writer of Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Think about Paul and Silas. Their feet were in stocks. They were in jail. What'd they do? They didn't sit there and say, woe is me. Look, we're in jail. This is not a good place. What'd they do? They sang and they prayed. Okay? They didn't sit there and wring their hands. It's easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves and say, this is, woe is me. But when they had the choice whether to whine or to sing and pray, they made the choice that helped strengthen them the most. Well, those are my 6 points. Boy, I wish I had about 7.5 more hours. We could apply things to worry, to death, to sick. There are a lot of other things we could talk about. But I just want you to know that when we have troubles, and we will, don't just wonder why, but cling to what you know. Because these truths that we talked about are eternal. We've got limited sight. Okay? We have a very finite view. But God doesn't. He's got an infinite view. And His strength is unlimited. So I hope the next time that you have things that trouble you, if you'll think about just one of these things, I'm hopeful that it'll help you to be more like Mary instead of Martha, who was worried about the little trivial things.